We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And you know what? I got a more powerful voice than this one. I got a man who is a writer at The Athletic. He is part of the GM Shuffle podcast and author of the great book, Gridiron Genius, is a Gridiron Genius, the great Mike Lombardi. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, everyone. How are we doing?
All right, Mike, you got a choice. You were a brilliant GM. You could have McCoy, Freeman, Clowney, or none. What are you doing?
You know, I'm going to bring Freeman in for a physical and make sure that he's somewhat okay. He did not look like the same player last year. Clowney's too expensive. I'm going to pass, and I don't think LeSean has any gas left in the tank. I mean, Andy was inactivating LeSean McCoy last year when he was healthy under the pretense that we're saving him and never really used him down the stretch. So of those three names, I think the only one that I would be really interested in would be Freeman, but only on a physical. I think something that I don't think people really truly understand, Angelo, and I wrote about this for The Athletic today, is because of the virus and because there may not be people in the stands this season, you know, the salary cap next year is going to be really, really reduced. Because the players, the income that comes in from the players, the owners aren't just going to absorb the $500 million loss. That's affected to the cap. Remember, it's a partnership.
Right.
So the partnership is, you know, money comes in, we share, you get 48% of the revenues, we keep 52%. Well, when we lose $500 million of the revenues, then we're going to, you know, someone's going to. Right now, the Eagles are $50 million over next year's cap. Next year's cap, if the cap stays the same. So I think that's why they're proceeding with some caution in terms of doing these deals because, you know, if that cap does go down, let's say it goes down $30 million. Now they're over 80. Now there's tons of ways they're going to get below the cap. I'm not suggesting they're in trouble, but I am suggesting that any deal you do today has huge impact tomorrow.
Fascinating. All right, Mike, this is what I need to know when you're looking at a player, especially one you used to have like McCoy. How much do you factor in baggage, issues with the law, issues a lot of different things have happened in his past? Is that a factor in your decision whether to sign him to come back?
Yeah, well, I think first thing we got to evaluate the talent, right? Where is he? Where is he going to be in November, December, and January when we need him the most?
Right.
That's A. And then B, how much of the headache do we want to absorb? You know, and I think when you add all those things up, I think that's why you pass on LeSean. I mean, it's great. I mean, look, people want to have nostalgia. We're not in an old-timers game. I mean, this isn't like if you want old-timers game, watch baseball. You know, you need young, vibrant players that can play well in January when you need them the most, not older guys. I mean, he was inactive when they needed him in the stretch in Kansas City. I think Andy gave him the swan song in Kansas City.
Yeah. There's one other factor here that I can't ignore. I got to just get your thoughts on. We are right now in a climate in America with police officers under great scrutiny. And in his past, McCoy had a serious incident with police right here in Philadelphia. Would you factor that in also before you made that move?
I mean, what's going on is deplorable. That's one separate thing. But, I mean, I think LeSean's, you know, I look at his talent first and then the other problems. And the other problems don't offset the lack of really where his career's declining. And I think it's really a pass.
All right.
I mean, it's really a pass.
Let me get to what happened yesterday in the NFL. Because we thought the Eagle proposal for the 4th and 15 instead of an onside kick was going to get passed, Mike. And first of all, how did you feel about the proposal? Do you like that as an option?
I hated it. It's too gimmicky. I mean, it's way too gimmicky. I mean, look, we're not playing arena football here. You know, I mean, if we're going to change the onside kick rule, let's change it somewhere in the onside kick where we keep it in special teams. But when we make it a 4th and 15, I mean, you will be going crazy. You will be screaming nuts on Monday morning if the Eagles are up by 10 with 5 minutes to go in the game, and then they lose that lead because they convert a 4th and 15 to get the onside kick with 17 seconds left to go, and they throw a touchdown. I mean, you would be going absolutely insane. It makes no sense. It rewards a team who's been losing with a gimmick. And I think if you want to change the onside kick rules, you know, then you change the onside kick. And then the other way you'd be going crazy is if there was a penalty on the 4th and 15, if you stopped them, and then, Al Riveron throws his flag, and, you know, and now we're right back into the conspiracy theories again, and the whole thing changes. I think let's leave it to where let's change it. Let's limit the size factor on kick on onside kicks. No player who wears any numbers, you know, limit the size or do something to change that. Don't change the game and make it gimmicky.
All right, Mike, I was with you right up till Al Riveron, all right? But one of the reasons that they didn't want to do it is they didn't want more scrutiny on the officials in big plays. Isn't that an indictment of the way they actually feel about their own officials?
Well, I mean, I think so, but I don't want them either. You don't want them either. I mean,
no,
that's the one thing we all agree on. We don't want them messing up the game. They mess it up enough.
True.
You know, with their no calls. I mean, he slept for 6 months. He was sleeping. Al Riveron was sleeping for 6 months. He never woke up. You know, we kept saying that's pass interference, and they go up to the booth and they say, not enough evidence. I mean, seriously, he was. I nicknamed him Al Riveron.
All right, Mike, what are you hearing about the return to football? Is everything on board? I'm even getting a sense pretty soon they're going to let the coaches go back into offices and get their teams ready, maybe even regular training camps. What are you hearing?
I think it's really about – I don't think the coaches are going to get back in until July, but I do think they're on target for July.
Okay.
I think that they're going to start with a rookie. That right now I think there's conversations about having the rookies come in somewhere around the 21st of July and then bring the veterans in a week later and try to get the 4 preseason games in and go from there. I think if you bring people back now and, you know, you bring everyone back in, that's an expense that the owners have to absorb, right? So that's 90 plane tickets, whatever it is, right? You bring everybody back in, all of us, for what? What are we accomplishing when we bring them back in, other than the fact that we keep ourselves kind of, we may have, in fact, be not quite through this thing yet. So I think it's going to be in July. I know the commissioner said we're getting closer to bringing the coaches back to work. No coaches I talk to think they're going back to work. Actually, I got to tell you, it's been a hard off season for the coaches. They've been working like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, with these Zoom meetings and all that, it's probably more work than they do if they were going in the office.
Right. I know. But you are getting a sense right now at this moment in time, Mike, full season, no stops, normal schedule. Is that what you're hearing?
I think we're definitely going to have football. There's no doubt. I think we're definitely going to have it, and I think it's a good thing. And I think they're going to try to find a way to make it work for everybody, and I think we can. I just don't think we're going to have fans in the stands, and I think that is going to cause a ripple effect on the salary cap.
All right, one more thing. I was up in New England this week, and they're very alarmed up there that Tom Brady now is very much more public. It is showing much more of his personality. And the theory I heard up there, Mike, was that you and Bill Belichick were suppressing him. Is that what was going on for the 20 years he was a Patriot?
Well, you know, I mean, no one wants to believe when I say that, you know, I think partly the reason he left is because Tom wanted to be away from the very culture he helped create. And I've written that, and I've said that. It had nothing to do with Belichick. He just had too much respect for the program to behave the way he's behaving now, which I'm not saying it's wrong, is he couldn't do that within that program. That's just not what that program allows. And so now he has an opportunity to, you know, to advance his brand. I mean, just look at the 4 golf carts. Tiger had his brand on this one golf cart. Phil had his. Peyton had the Colts, the Broncos on his. Tom had his brand. He didn't have the Bucks or the Patriots on the cart. So I think it's about his brand. I think it's about him showing his personality, and I think he's preparing for life after football, and I think that's what he's been doing, and he deserves to do it. I think there's no doubt he deserves to do it after winning six titles.
It's a great answer, Mike. One last thing, and I hope you don't think I'm out of line asking this, but I really, really feel that the most beautiful woman I have ever seen, and I have not seen her in person, is Tom Brady's wife, Gisele Bündchen. You have seen her in person. Is that correct, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is she, in your estimation, the most beautiful woman you have ever seen?
She is unbelievable. I mean, it's completely striking, and I think the fact of the way, you know, her presence and her, I don't want to say size because it sounds like I'm scouting here, but the height of her and the length and, you know, and it all kind of flows perfectly. So, yeah, and really a nice person, which even makes it even better. So
that's, you know, a yes. That's a yes you're giving me.
Absolutely, yeah. Right.
Mike, I gotta be honest, I've never even one time seen a supermodel.
What about Al?
No, I've never even seen one, Mike.
Supermodels at Wing. Yeah, I thought you had them over at the wing thing.
Oh no, the wing ball. The wing ball. Those were not supermodels. Those were working
the
gals.
Wing thing.
Mike Lombardi, read him all the time. The guy's brilliant. At The Athletic, GM Shuffle Podcast, author of Gridiron Games. Always an honor, Mike. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Angelo.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.